My name is Ben Dardis. I'm from Matamidi, Minnesota, and I'm 2004.
Just to walk us through your opportunity to come here to the Olds Grizzlies and how this came about this season, Ben.
So basically, at the start of the year, I was looking for a team, and I didn't have many options, but my advisor reached out, and they're looking for goalies up here, and they just said, hey, come up and practice, see how it goes. And there's nothing guaranteed, but I went up and practiced, battled hard, and now I'm here.
Yeah, so just to walk us through this week of practice and leading up to the homestand that started last night against the defending league champions, and how you guys felt coming into this weekend.
Yeah, we felt good coming up the showcase. Obviously, I was there watching, but didn't get in there. But no, we came off a really good week, off a really great week of practice. Guys are working hard, battling all week, and came in the weekend feeling good and got the win tonight.
Yeah, obviously a 5-game homestand. Didn't want to come out of this weekend without any points here. So, you know, what did you learn last night that you guys were able to put into play tonight to get a victory here?
I think it was just our compete level. Obviously, it was tough going for a while, but it was a complete team win. All the boys competed hard in that third period, and we came out on top in the end.
How much pressure did you put on yourself to put a lid on it at 3 or 4 and give your guys a chance to come back here in the third period?
Yeah, you know, I just say, hey, it's just next puck, next shot, keep focusing it, and because I know the boys needed me to be solid, and the boys picked me up and they put some goals in for me.
When did you think that it started to turn in that third period for you guys?
You know, I would say after the second goal, all of a sudden we kind of kept putting them in, and there was still a little bit of time left. Then we got a power play, and then it went to a point where we're like, we got a chance to win this thing. Saw the puck go in at the end of that third period, and we got a chance now.
You had to go in and out from the bench to the net for the extra attacker that much in the final, 4 or 5 minutes of a game?
Yeah, no, I just was kind of keep track of, where the play was, what the coaches wanted me to do. So just some communication stuff, and obviously it worked out in the end.
Yeah, so you get the tying goal off the stick of Tristan and Taylor there in the last minute of play. Just to, what did you see on that effort from your guys 6-on-4?
Yeah, I saw the guys going all out at the end there. It was a great team effort at the end. Guys were in front, buzzing around, causing traffic, causing hectic, and the puck ended up going in the net.
Antonio Bavacqua continues to score for you guys, and a couple more goals here tonight and an assist. What kind of a sniper is he turning out to be for your team?
He's got a great shot, great release. It's awesome to see him put the puck in the net.
Obviously, he gets you an early goal in the shootout there, but then Justin Vandermeer caps it off. Walk us through what you saw in the 7th round of the shootout from your defenseman.
Yeah, I see Vandy come out, and I've seen that move in practice before. Unfortunately, it has worked on me before, so I had an idea what he's doing, but I had a good feeling that it was going to go in.
And then one more for you to have to save to clinch the victory. Walk us through the last play.
Yeah, I knew it's got to be a save. At the end of the day, that's just what it takes to win.
And lastly for you, what does it mean to you to win in your debut here in the AJHL with this new team?
It's awesome. The boys here are great. It's a crazy game, entertaining, fun, and that's why we play.
Excellent. We'll keep her going, Ben. Congrats on the win tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you.